This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on the program. Parade day today. Well, it's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day if you're watching on Peacock or listening on our radio affiliates around the country. So the Chiefs having their parade today. We will talk to Mecole Hardman, who caught the game-winning touchdown pass. He'll join us coming up in about 20 minutes from now. You know, Taylor Swift had a real effect on this year's Super Bowl. There's probably a lot of people who are deniers here, but female viewership from 12 to 17, up 11%. Female viewership 18 to 24, up 24%. Women also represented 47.5% of the total audience for this year's Super Bowl, an all-time high. So that's not an aberration here. I mean, that's Taylor Swift's effect here. And I know we get caught up sometimes in talking about announcers and how much they make and play-by-play, your color analyst, the teams there, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, and when Al Michaels was there with Chris Collinsworth, John Madden when he was doing. It doesn't really affect the ratings. You know, Jim Nance was wonderful on Super Bowl Sunday. Tony Romo had a good Super Bowl. They don't affect it. Doesn't matter. Taylor Swift, it mattered. Now I'm seeing a couple articles that, you know, CBS should move on from Tony Romo. Well, to who? And who's really going to make a difference unless you put Taylor Swift into the booth? And then you still have to pay Tony Romo. I don't know how much they still owe him. And then you're going to bring somebody else in there? What, are you going to go, to Fox, can we have Greg Olson to put in? And then you're going to pay Greg Olson, what, $10 million? You're still paying Tony $18 million. The announced team doesn't matter. I've talked to executives with NBC before about this. And they said, well, you want to have that presentation when you have a Super Bowl, that it's a big deal when you have those guys. You know who those guys are. You're still watching the Super Bowl. You like to have those guys representing your network and... But, you know, I would say Dick Vitale, as great as he was and what he meant to college basketball, I don't know if it had any impact because he was always doing a marquee game. If you want to find out the impact an announcer has, put him on a meaningless game. Put him on a lower-end Division I game and tell me if people are tuning in for that broadcaster. And they probably aren't. Tony Romo doesn't affect the ratings. Jim Nance doesn't. I mean, go down the list. They don't. Maybe John Madden did. Maybe. But other than that, you know, you're going to move on from Tony Romo? Okay. So then what? I don't know if it makes a difference. But Taylor Swift made a difference. He had over 124 million people. Biggest rating ever. and she brought in the female viewership here. You know, 12 to 17, that's up 11%. The Super Bowl ratings were up 7%. That is huge. Female viewership, 18 to 24, up 24%. And then women, 47.5% of the total audience for the Super Bowl. Taylor Swift had an impact on this, even though she was only on camera for less than 60 seconds. I think it was around 52, 53 seconds. But the personality, the persona, the ambiance of Taylor Swift was there in the building. And I think there are people who tuned in for that. Now, you know, they tune in for the halftime show with Usher, I'm sure. But that's Taylor Swift and a crazy impact there on the Super Bowl. But I don't get the, you know, CBS should move on from Tony Romo. I think Tony could still, you know, a lot of times you hear somebody and you go, oh my gosh, that's great. Okay, but you still have to refine what you have with Tony. And I think, you know, even Tony, just the simplest thing, Super Bowl winning touchdown pass, be quiet. Just give me crowd noise. Whatever you have to say, it can't be better than what we're seeing. And that is just somebody explaining to him or maybe reminding him, Tony, don't compete. Compliment. You compliment what we see. Don't compete with it. And he's, you know, he ruined the call for Jim, or at least came close to it, because you can't crowd that. You know, Jim had the call. Jackpot, Kansas City. Wonderful call. And then let it play out. It's like one of the best things that Chris Berman ever did. He didn't say a word. Cal Ripken, when he broke the all-time consecutive games record, Chris laid out. And all they did is show Cal Ripken running around the stadium. But it was the right thing to do. Tony just needs to find out, you know, okay, I got to fine-tune some things. You got to continue to do homework. The further away from the game, the more homework you have to do. That's important. But his enthusiasm... And by the way, he's not the first guy to predict when what a play was going to be. Hank Stram did this decades ago. When Hank Stram did games with Jack Buck, he would always, now, not that he was correct all the time, but it'd be like Jack Buck would be like, 3rd and 7 for the Niners. Now I think they're going to run left here, Jack. They run right. You know, that was the way it sounded. But Hank Stram was doing that long before anybody else was. Yes, Seton.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tony Romo had a fun thing, you know, and it was new, and it was his enthusiasm for the game and stuff was infectious.
Yeah.
And then maybe he was given too much too fast, not in terms of money necessarily, but in terms of, like, maybe he wasn't ready for a Super Bowl. Maybe he wasn't ready for a gigantic stage like that. You know, would Chris Collinsworth have... talked all over the final like that? I don't know if he would have. He probably would have sat out a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's had way more reps doing this, you know?
Yeah, I think Tony burst upon the scene, and then all of a sudden we're like, well, we want all of our analysts to sound like that. Well, no, we don't. That Tony did it, had fun doing it. He was a quarterback. He was saying in the moment what he thought, what was going to happen. And a lot of times, you know, 60% of the time, he was correct. And it was enthusiastic. It was a fan calling the game, who's also a former quarterback. And I loved hearing it. But I think you got to be careful when you don't know names and you're just saying numbers. And it felt like, you know, are we doing our homework here? Because this is the most knowledgeable fan base you will have, and that is football fans. But enthusiasm, but you got to know that that's the Super Bowl. They just won the Super Bowl. Don't say a word. It's not race. I mean, we hear this all the time with color analysts. They'll jump in and, you know, it's the local analyst. You're national. You're doing this for CBS. You're not doing this for the Kansas City Chiefs local radio network. Yes, Eaton.
And to me, like, the part of the call wasn't so much that they had just won the Super Bowl, so lay out. It was more the 10 seconds before the ball was snapped.
Yeah.
Okay, now don't forget, right now, we are just, you can let the clock run down. It's like, dude, they might win on this play, yeah. And you're talking about, we're starting the second of two halves coming up here, and what you got to remember is, it's like, dude, stop talking.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is about to get in the end zone.
It's tough to shut up. It is. And I've always maintained, sometimes silence is awesome. See what I did with that?
Nice.
That's
pro move.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
If you listen to Kevin Harlan's call, the radio call on Westwood One, right before it, Kurt Warner's setting it up with something about what they could do here. They got four downs. Then he stops, and Kevin Harlan goes, first down at the three. You know, he's doing his whole setup, and he has time to get into it. And then Kevin Harlan, and we've seen Kevin Harlan do it, like videos before. I think it was a college basketball game or pro game. There was a shot, and Kevin Harlan puts his arms out like, everybody stop.
Yep. Yep.
Stop, stop, stop.
Yeah. So I saw a couple of columns that talked about CBS moving on from Tony Romo. You're going to be paying a lot of money. Yeah. When you bring somebody in, you still have to pay him, and it's not going to happen. No, it's not. And the Taylor Swift numbers, those, the, you know, that's tangible. That's real. Shaq got his jersey retired by the Orlando Magic, so the first jersey retired. But they didn't win anything. They were fun. And then we started thinking about the coolest or best teams that didn't win a title. In Orlando, Orlando beat Michael Jordan. They're the only team to beat Mike in those championship days. And that was when, was Mike coming back? They talked about, oh, he rusty and the whole thing. And Orlando ended up beating Jordan and the Bulls. You got a team, Marvin, any sport that didn't win a title, but man, were they fun.
You know what? The 95 Seattle Mariners.
Ooh.
Young Griffey, Randy Johnson.
Like that.
Young A-Rod, Jay Buhner, the Martinezes.
And the 01 Mariners. They won 116 games?
Brett Boone hit 189 home runs that season.
That's not true. That's not true, but it felt like that. Yeah. Todd, you have one of those teams?
I would lean towards the Bills. You could pick any one of those four with those Giants on those teams. Giants, ooh, pun not intended there. That when you have Thurman Thomas and you got Reed and you got Kelly and Talley and all those guys, I was ashamed that they couldn't win
Bruce
one of those.
Bruce Smith, yeah. Seton, who's your coolest, best team that didn't win a title?
You know, there was an, it's funny that you mentioned this because I thought about them yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I'm not sure, I don't even remember exactly what we were talking about, but there was a Minnesota Vikings era.
Era.
Randy Moss, Dante Culpepper.
Chris Carter.
Chris Carter. Robert Smith, maybe.
Ooh.
There was an era there where Randy Moss was really coming into his own, and Dante Culpepper was a thing, and you were like, dang, those dudes got something. That was a cool team.
And then the team that went, what, 15-1 and then lost to the Falcons, I believe. Is that right? But that was Randall Cunningham. Was he the quarterback then, Marv?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Paulie, coolest, best team that didn't win a title?
Yeah, coolest, relevant. The 05 USC Trojans, when beaten by Vince Young. I mean, they were destined. They had all the such star power. And they owned L.A. The other one we talked about a little bit last week, the 1990-91 UNLV Running Rebels. They were 34-1. They averaged 12-point margin per victory. They were cruising through that season.
Yeah.
With Larry Johnson.
I think if they didn't win the title the previous year, then I would agree with you.
Yeah.
I would say it's the Fab Five.
Yeah.
Fab Five over any other team. Because they were cool, they were young, they were relevant, and they were great. And then they were knocking on the door, and then it didn't happen in dramatic fashion. So I would say the Fab Five for publicity, for greatness, potential, star power, they would be the number one seed there. But Orlando with Shaq, he was there, what, 4 years, and they retired his jersey. But I just want to know, not why, but why so long? Yeah, Paul.
I'll throw out an NBA one that just popped in my head. That Sacramento Kings team with Bibby and Divac and Weber, they were fun.
Peja Stojakovic.
Yes, and that crowd seemed great.
Yeah.
You cool unis.
Cowbell. More cowbell.
Mm.
Yeah, that was a fun team. That was a good team.
You loved you some Peja. I mean, I would give you full credit on that one.
Peja is one of the greatest shooters of all time.
He used to come in.
Underrated. Underrated, one of the greatest shooters of all time. And degree of difficulty. But I'd come into work and I'd be like, Peja Stojakovic, man. Yes, Marv.
And everybody on that starting five could pass the hell out of that basketball. Like, Chris Webber is so underappreciated as one of the great passers. The behind-the-back pass to somebody cutting.
Yeah.
Like, wait, at 6'10", he was doing this.
Yeah.
He's got his jersey retired in Sacramento, too.
Okay.
They didn't win anything.
Yeah. I'm okay with that stuff. Like, I don't get caught up in it. Like, statues, you know, I think we don't need to have a statue for everybody. Yes, Mark.
I think Klay Thompson gets his jersey retired. Yeah. Steph gets the statue. I think there's a difference between statue and jersey retirement. Jersey retirement, hey, man, you were a great player. You know, Shaq, he only played 4 years, but damn, was it a great 4 years. Right. If you're Steph Curry, it was like, look, I played the majority, if not all of my career here. I changed the trajectory of the game and a franchise.
Do we need a statue?
Of Steph? Yes.
We don't need statues.
With the mouthpiece hanging outside of Chase Center?
Oh, no. No, you can't do that. How about you have Steph and Klay and Draymond together?
No. I meant what I said the first time.
Okay.
I'm with Barvin on this one.
Okay.
Steph?
Look, if you're going to build a statue, yeah, okay, Steph. I get it.
There's certain people where, like, the teams and then there's franchises.
What do you mean?
Like, huh? Say that one more time.
Wait, there's teams and then franchises?
No, there's guys like, this is your team, but this is like your franchise. Yeah. LeBron was the best player on the Heat, but it's Dwayne Wade's franchise.
Okay.
Like, this is the guy. Horace Grant, very good player. He's not, him and his goggles, they're not getting a statue.
No, but they don't deserve one.
Right.
Does Scottie deserve one?
No. No.
Why?
Because it's Mike.
Have Scotty at one end and Mike at the other end of the building.
Oh, it's Mike.
And by the way, do you see where Mike's son broke up with Scotty's ex-wife?
So Michael Jordan, his son is back in the will.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, for sure.
Mike found a way to defeat love.
Yes, Todd.
I don't know how Chase Arena is numbered, but outside the stadium, if it was sections starting with one, I think it would be cool to have section one, section two, and then Steph Curry's statue is section...
Three.
That's where that goes.
Thanks, Todd. Okay. Cool. All right. Big wind up there, but okay. I'm fine with
that. Just a double maybe. Okay. I like that.
All right.
It could be cool to do 30.
How many statues do we have in the NBA at different arenas?
Tons for the Lakers.
Yes. Yeah.
I got to look.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot. I got 13 statues.
What is this, the Roman Colosseum?
Yeah. George Mikan, Magic, damn. Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain's statue is nuts.
It's like when you go to Italy and it's just like statues. And there's a statue.
You got I think my favorite might be the John Stockton Utah Jazz. It's a crisp bounce pass he's laying, and his socks are about midway up his calf. His hair looks great.
Wait, but is it a Stockton to Malone statue?
They're near each other. Yeah, they're real close to each other. Malone's going in for a nice right-handed finish.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
And you put Stockton by the information center because if you needed any assistance on how to find your seat or anything about the team, that's where the assist guy is.
I'm going to give it. The judges, let me go to the judges here. We're going to go? Good?
Okay. Yeah, I'm all right.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
Just a barely passing.
Yeah.
Passing.
I see what you did. John always got a passing grade. Yes, Paulie.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's statue is real nice. It's the skyhook with goggles.
Mm.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Dominique Wilkins' statue, he's going in for a dunk, but he's on the ground, so it's kind of odd.
Okay.
Oh, no. That's him starting a windmill.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Dominique's so underappreciated.
There are more statues with basketball than any other sport.
Correct. Kobe has one. Dirk has one. Shaq.
Magic.
Yep. Elgin Baylor.
Does Jerry West have one?
He does.
Okay. Does Wilt have one?
He does, yeah. Wilt's is pretty cool.
Okay.
If Shaq had stayed in Orlando just one more year, that was
then he was going to get a statue?
That was statue year, yeah. Yeah.
If he wins a championship.
He just missed out.
Does he get a statue?
He was a statue at the Celtics.
Yeah. Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn, and the Cavaliers.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's true.
Sorry.
When you look at his career.
He's got his jersey hung there, too, the Celtics.
I know. When I looked at it, it was like, oh, that's right, he was with the Celtics. He was with the Cavs. Ouch.
That's like Paul Pierce at the end. Like, oh, he's a wizard?
How many statues? Okay, LeBron gets his jersey retired. Cleveland, Miami.
He gets a statue in Cleveland.
Okay. And I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lakers? Doesn't get a statue.
I think the championship helps.
But does he get a jersey retired?
Jersey, yes. Statue, no.
Okay. All right. Mecole Hardman, he caught the Super Bowl winning pass. He'll join us coming up next. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Do you know who the fastest man in the world is right now? Pauly?
I do. Should I? Noah Lyles?
Yes. Noah Lyles, Olympic medalist, six-time world champ. He will headline the field at the U.S. Track and Field Indoor Championship Saturday, 4 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Yes, Paul?
He has it. He has star power. Mm. Like, Usain Bolt is one in a zillion. The name, the look, the everything. But Noah Lyles has a lot of swag.
Yeah, fastest man in the world. Mecole Hardman, he is the star, the Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver, caught the game-winning touchdown pass, joining us from the parade. Thanks for joining us. Where are you right now, Mecole?
Hey, we're on the bus right now, heading to the parade. Right, we're gonna get on the slope.
And have you already had some beverages before you got ready for the parade?
Don't say too much yet.
Okay. So maybe you've had some beverages, but we're not going to talk about that, right? Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Take me into the huddle. That last play, when Patrick says corn dog, what are you thinking?
Oh, yeah. So the play was called Tom and Jerry, actually, this year.
Oh, you changed the name.
Yeah, so it's just a different form of the play. So the corn dog play is like a different concept. But Tom and Jerry is like the same kind of play, but like the overall concept is different.
Okay, but how do you contain your excitement when you go to the line of scrimmage knowing that if it works, you're the Super Bowl hero?
Man, you know, it's crazy. I only think that in that moment, I really was thinking like, oh, I can walk the game off. I think it was more so as let me just do my job. And but when I caught the ball, I'm like, oh, I didn't know what was going on. And finally, I realized that we actually won the game.
Okay, did you understand over time that if you caught, like if you scored, you guys were going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I knew the rules. Yeah, we go over the rules twice, three times weekly on weekly prep of the new rules. So I was aware of the rules, but I just, you know what I'm saying? When I caught, I just blacked out, man.
And where's the football?
Oh, it's at home. I have it.
Because when you spiked it, that was the first thing I thought is get that ball.
You know what? I was so blacked out. I thought somebody hit it out of my hand. I didn't even know why I threw the ball.
And what did you say to Patrick when you jumped into his arms or he jumped into yours?
I really didn't say nothing because I snapped back to reality when he was like, oh, we won champs. Like, you're a champion. I'm like, oh, okay, bet. And then I'm like, oh, and then we just celebrated from there.
Take me back to halftime when it felt like San Francisco had a chance to open up a bigger lead and you guys were still hanging in there. What was Andy Reid's message at halftime?
It really was Trav. Trav was saying, you know, Reid came in at the last minute when we was going back on the field, and, you know, but Trav won the game, the speech, man, the guy, everybody got
So Travis was the one giving the speech.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a speech, but then again, he was just fired up, man. Like, you know, he got so much energy, so that kind of carried through the rest of the team.
Who was the post-game MVP?
Pat was the post-game MVP.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he won the MVP, man.
So during the game and post-game, he was MVP.
Yeah, he was. But you kind of figured that, though. You know, it's just Patrick Mahomes, you know?
Oh, I would think Kelsey would have been the MVP post. The party.
Oh, the party MVP. Oh, okay. Oh, man. It's a lot of front runners for that one right there. You got a lot of guys. Scott Moore, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelsey, Tommy Townsend. You got a lot of guys that could have got their award right there.
And Chris Jones was pretty unbelievable too during that game. Got to give him a shout out because that dude makes plays.
Man, he makes too many plays. You know, he's a freaking nature, man. That guy right there.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be back in a Kansas City uniform. All right, play nice today. Don't make the highlight shows on ESPN because you're doing something silly. All right.
Yes, sir. I got you. I will.
All right. That's the. Star of the Super Bowl, Mecole Hardman, and getting ready. I think he's already ready, but getting ready for the Super Bowl parade.
For the bus, that was great.
Yeah. I thought it was called Corn Dog, but I guess that was what it was last year, and then they changed it this year and the game-winning play. But I always wonder about that. When you have a chance to win and you're in a situation like that, you go to the line of scrimmage. Like, you got to make sure you got a poker face. Nobody's reading anything or you're acting a certain way. Got to act like you're not going to get the ball. Well, he did a good job. Yeah, Pong.
Yeah, you can't wave to your parents in the stands. Say, watch this play.
I'm getting the ball.
Get your camera.
Yeah.
It's me, Mom.
Yeah, I'm getting the ball. Let's see. A couple of phone calls in there. Chris in Iowa. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. Yeah.
Great. Happy Valentine's Day to you guys. Hey, so with McColl coming back to KC as a big KC fan, appreciate that he came back. And we cannot lose Tony Romo from CBS. Otherwise, we lose Seton's impression of him. And happy Valentine's Day to my wife, Tracy.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we got to keep Seton's Tony Romo impersonation.
Gotta admit, I feel like once we did it for Jim, I felt like Wait, that was kind of...
Wait, retiring it?
Well, I wasn't prepared to make that announcement, but I feel like it's the off season for the impression.
Oh, okay.
At least.
Well,
I don't know that doing it for Jim and getting a non-negative reaction from it, I'm not willing to tempt fate again here.
Okay, then we'll have an off season for your Tony Romo impersonation. But I think when the regular season starts up again.
Yeah, we'll see.
Wow. Okay. Well, now I'm sort of as bummed out as Marvin is. And, you know, Marvin's team lost the Super Bowl. I lost content here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not. We'll fill the void. Just saying that.
Okay.
I don't know that. Yeah. Like Marvin had said, that's sort of like the peak there. We're not going to get much better than that.
Coming up, except on the West Coast, 60 Minutes, an all-new Young Sheldon, and followed by The Equalizer. 3rd and 8, Tony.
I don't know, Jim. We're going to have to find a new angle here on this one.
All right. Okay.
Only so much you could do with that one joke.
Okay. If Tony Romo comes on, would you do the Tony Romo impersonation for Tony Romo?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. That's really the only way that we're going to probably get it back.
Fritzy, get Tony Romo on. Only for Seton doing the impersonation. We don't have to have him talk about anything else. Just that. Dustin in Illinois. Hi, Dustin. What's on your mind?
Hey, morning, fellas. So if you can get Tony Romo on and Shannon Sharp on at the same time and let Fritzy do his Sharp and Seton do his Tony Romo, that might be Emmy stuff right there. But you guys are talking about teams that haven't won a title that were cool. Orlando Magic had Nick Anderson. He was also on the 1989 Flying Illini, who, if they would have beat Michigan, would have went on to win that title. So Nick Anderson was on two titles, or two teams that were considered cool that didn't win a title. So that's all. Good luck with the Valentine's Day plan.
Thank you, Dustin. Yes, yes. Woke up and realized it was Valentine's Day. And then quickly said, oh, your gift's not ready yet. I've done that before. Gosh, try to get your gift. It's just not ready. Oh, really? Don't want to say, yeah, now I'm going to start working on it today. Let's see. Michael in Atlanta. Todd, do you have your Valentine's Day sports names?
I do.
Did you run this by Paulie?
It was from a list that there was no real additional names. We had done this a couple of years back. There was no inappropriate names. There's a couple of questionable ones.
But is there anything new?
Maybe a couple?
No, not maybe there's a couple. We tend to recycle the same ones from the 70s.
Yeah, because I don't know if there's any in recent years. It would still have to be the players in recent years would have to have a name relating to hearts and Valentines and stuff.
Well, that would take a little research.
It would.
Yeah.
And for me to give up, if I gave the backup shortstop of the A's that has a name relating to Valentine's Day, that doesn't
maybe
help.
Maybe it's the starting shortstop for the A's.
It could be.
Don't have to be the backup. All right. It's called do some
of the more fun names are ones that like didn't play in the last couple of years. It's just how it works out with some of these names sometimes.
Okay. Michael in Atlanta. Hi, Michael. Hey, Mike. Mike?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, Mike, I can.
Hey, okay. Sorry, my fiance was calling me.
you're supposed to take... Mike, you're supposed to take the call today.
Anyway, Dan, so what I was calling about was advice on Valentine's Day. Any advice for me? That
I might explain it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, Dan, so
suddenly somebody had a worse Valentine's Day than me. All right, Michael, thank you.
Since you've been so enthused today about Valentine's Day, I thought you might be compelled to sing me one of those very genuine happy birthday songs.
Is it your birthday?
It sure is.
All right, here we go. Happy birthday, happy birthday,
happy
birthday,
happy birthday, single forever,
and to your former fiance.
Sorry, honey, I ignored your call. Yeah. I was calling into the Dan Patrick Show so they could I could ask them to wish me a happy birthday.
Yes, yes, thank you, Mike. Good luck today. Yes, Paul.
Michael. You ignore your wife, not your fiance. Come on, learn the process.
Ryan in Honolulu is back. Hey, Ryan.
Hello. Oh, I love
love that you love love, Dan. So I've got some Valentine's Day sports names for you.
Okay, we are ready.
NFL linebacker Bill Romanowski.
Romanowski. All right, we're going to step it up a little bit. Come on now.
A couple of NBA ones here. Luis Alcindor.
Lou Alcindor. Okay.
Okay.
DeMar Dozen Roses.
I like that one. DeMar DeRozan.
Soccer player, Zinedine Zidane-date.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Couple of quarterbacks here. Doug Flutie.
Okay. All right.
Tulips Tungavailoa. How about Ken Giftey Jr.?
Okay, Ken Giftey.
On energy.
Waterboy Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher. Okay. All right, thank you. What else? You got one more?
Last one, Dan. Cupid going to use his Tim Tebow and arrow today.
Tim Tebow and arrow. I'm going to give you a polite applause for that one. All right, Todd, here we go.
Was this the anniversary, by the way, of I got a tweet earlier this morning of the Zlatan slept with my wife a bitch. You're right. Somebody had an absolute top roper.
Zlatan slept with my
wife of it.
Wow.
Do you remember that? Or something? There was something along those lines.
I do not remember that. I do not remember.
Absolute top roper. That was a legendary.
Okay, Todd, here we go.
All right, we got Ellis Valentine.
No.
We don't have to do this. No,
you're the one that said, hey.
I said I have Valentine's Day names. I didn't say we have to do this.
Just to be fair to Todd, he is right. You don't have to do this.
I don't think I even brought it up this morning. I think you guys brought it up. Okay. You have Valentine's Day.
All righty.
Let's just pull the plug.
How about we just take a break? How about we take a break?
Whatever you guys want to do.
Way to take control.
Yeah, going to take a break here. Get more phone calls coming up. Yes, Paul.
Pete Rozelle. The ones that you're going to miss.
Mm. Or Pete Rose.
Yes. I had the list from 2011.
It's the same. Never you. We're going to take a break. All right. We'll close up shop after this. Happy Valentine's Day.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, this day in sports history. Let's see. Caitlin Clark, tomorrow night on Peacock.
Overrated.
Wow.
Whoa. That's weird.
You know what's underrated? Her passing. Wonderful passer. Wonderful. 1,000 assists in her career. But she's going to break the all-time scoring record for any woman in NCAA history. And you'll see it tomorrow night as Iowa hosts Michigan. That'll be at 7:30 Eastern on Peacock. Final results of the poll question, Seton.
So glad you asked,
okay.
Dan. We had Chris Jones-related poll questions. If you were the Chiefs, would you pay Chris Jones a gajillion dollars? Or give him a competitive offer but risk losing him 60%? Pay that man his money. And if I were Chris Jones, would you take the largest contract offered or take a little less to stay with Kansas City? This one's a little closer. 54% of the audience are taking the biggest contract.
Yeah. Taking the bag, as they like to say. Taking the bag.
He's going to get the bag.
Yeah, he is going to get the bag. Here's one for you. Just got this from DraftKings. Best odds of where Justin Fields will take his first snap next season. Best odds. Where he'll take his first snap. Paulie, Bears apologist, where do you see Justin Fields?
A lot of apologizing to do. I got to think it's Atlanta.
Got to think it's Atlanta. Todd?
When all the dust is settled and the smoke and the hype, he's going to take his first snap with the Chicago Bears.
Okay, Seton O'Connor.
Those are the two best guesses, the Falcons and the Bears. Who the hell else needs a quarterback? The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Let's go!
Wow.
Steelers, Bears, Falcons, Patriots.
That's fun.
Oh, the Patriots.
Yeah.
That would have been a good guess, too.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So the Kenny Pickett era is over?
That's it.
It didn't start, did it?
See ya.
All right, this according to DraftKings, though.
It's more the Mason Rudolph era.
Oh,
really.
Yeah, that's right.
To be fair.
The Mason Rudolph era. Okay. Era, not error, right? Let's see. Anything else? This day in sports history, Paulie.
Just a couple. This is counter-programming to love and Valentine's Day. In 1989, Mike Tyson and Robin Givens were, unfortunately, divorced. And then speaking of loss, Greco-Roman wrestler Rulon Gardner, stranded for 17 hours and getting frostbite, he lost two toes. Never got him back.
We had him on after that.
Yes, right, like 2 weeks after.
We had him on after he won the gold medal, and he defeated the Russian, who had not lost in his career, and then we had Rulon Gardner on right after that. Yeah, Paul.
And do you remember our poll question that day? It would you give up two toes for a gold medal in the Olympics? Of course we did that. Can you believe we did that? I would, by the way.
But we didn't ask Rulon Gardner if he would give up, because he already won the gold medal.
Right. But he did both.
Okay. Todd, would you give up two toes to win an Olympic gold medal in the sport of your choice?
I would not.
Okay. Seton.
Would I be able to walk?
Well, you pick whatever toes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure, why not?
And what discipline or sports would you want to win your gold medal in?
Something speed related, I guess. The irony of having to give up your toes to be fast would be kind of a fun story, too.
Well, you would win. You'd be like the fastest man alive, but to give back, to let your opponents catch up to you, you're going to cut off two toes.
Yeah.
You're going to cut off toes until they beat you in the 100-meter dash.
And then that's what actually ended my career early. Gosh, shame. Yeah. He could have had a few more.
Yeah, he lost all of his toes.
He lost his toes. Not all of my toes. I thought it was two toes.
Well, no, you'd lose two, but then you give up another one. Like, if you won the gold medal the next time, then you'd have to cut off two
every
more
every gold
toes.
Medal. Like, so, like, if I was the Michael Phelps of, you know, or a Usain Bolt, I still want to be able to walk. That feels more important than a gold
medal.
Okay,
well, then you'd be one and done with your gold medal.
Yeah, but I got it.
Yeah, okay. Marvin, what about you?
Oh, of course not.
Yo, you're not giving up two toes for a gold medal.
How much does that gold medal pay?
Well,
let's
say you're the fastest man alive. Let's say you're the heavyweight champ of the world.
Oh, those are big purses.
You could get some money.
Then yes, just for having a gold, the sake of having a gold medal, no.
Okay.
But if it came with something, sure.
Paulie?
I've done almost nothing with the 10 toes I've had athletically. So what's the difference? Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Okay. The highest scoring game in ABA history took place on this day. 1975, 176-166. That was the Nets against the San Diego Conquistadors. Julius Irving had 63.
I wish you were calling SportsCenter when the Conquistadors were in business, Dan. I really do.
The Conquistadors.
Golly. You were born for that call.
And then I mentioned that Michael Jordan, perhaps you've heard of him. Somebody broke into the locker room, stole his jersey, and then he had a practice jersey he had to wear in a game against Orlando, and he took it out on Orlando. He scored 49. I wonder if that jersey has ever surfaced. Like, how could it surface? Hey, this is the jersey that was stolen in the Bulls locker room. All right, let me see. Neil in North Carolina. Hi, Neil. What's on your mind today?
Nothing much. I just love your show, but I think you guys talked about LeBron a statue out there in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
If they do build it, maybe put a bubble over it, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I see what you did there, Neil. Okay, thank you. I think he won the title in the bubble. LeBron doesn't get a Lakers statue.
No.
Now, if he wins another title this year or maybe next year, does he get a statue? Is that statue worthy? Not James worthy. It's his brother, statue worthy.
Maybe.
Paulie?
I don't know if he... I would bet that he does get one if I were betting on it.
If he wins another title?
No, as is.
Oh, you can't.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying should. I'll bet you for PR purposes, it's easier to give him one.
I'll bet you a week's pay.
How about a toe?
A toe?
Yeah.
A toe. I'm not doing...
Are we betting toes now?
It wouldn't affect my day at all, really. To arch, you don't really do. Seven toes is fine.
All right. Is there anything to watch tonight?
Yeah, I got a couple saucy ones. I got Spurs and Victor at the Mavericks and Luka. 8:30 p.m. Eastern. I think that's slightly saucy.
Over under 7.5 blocks tonight for Victor Wembanyama.
Would he give up a toe?
Would he?
And then late night on the mothership, Clippers at Warriors.
Is Kawhi playing? See, I don't get excited about any of these matchups because then, like, oh, I'm going to watch this game. Such and such is in street clothes tonight. That's where we need ticket insurance for our audience. You go to the game. If that guy's not there, then you should be able to get your money back, right? I think we need to do that.
Oh, yeah, for sure, because somebody's going to be pissed about their Christmas present.
Yes. Although if it's a Kawhi Leonard Christmas gift, then I really have some problems with the gift. Todd, what did you learn today?
The 49ers didn't lose the Super Bowl because some didn't know the OT rules, but it creates speculation as to what else they hadn't prepared
Seton
for.
Seton O'Connor.
Tom and Jerry.
That's the name of the
Tom
play.
Tom and Jerry.
Not Corn Dog. Marvin?
Silence is awesome.
Yeah, it is. Paulie?
Chiefs punter Tommy Townsend can get after it.
Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases. No fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. We'll help with Marvin with his depression coming up tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you then.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.